The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Romeo. You're listening to the Huddle Up Podcast, where I talk about the latest things on pro football and fantasy football. Every game, every play, every week. One to my fifth episode of November 2024, coming into the second week. Today, I have an interview today with a special guest.
Javier Machado.
He's a sophomore here at Dominican, also a track star. Runs a pretty good mile time. And today, I brought him in here to talk about football. He's a Bears fan, loves the Chicago Bears. They recently got, you know, the first overall pick, drafted quarterback Caleb Williams. He also plays a little bit of fantasy football as well. He's a pretty good player. We'll get into that later, though. But anyways, Javi, what are your thoughts about the Bears' season overall so far?
I had really high hopes for them, honestly. And coming into it, I was so confident that I even said at one point we were going to win the division and that we were going to become a playoff team. But odds right now aren't looking too high for us. We've encountered some very crucial offensive line struggles, as well as quarterback struggles with, progression in his game and how Caleb Williams has been playing. We also just developed a run game very late, and I feel like ever since that Washington game with the tipped Hail Mary, we just haven't been the same, lost a lot of momentum, lost a lot of confidence, and people just honestly within the team lost trust within each other. I also feel like the connection between the receivers, except Romo Odunze, but Caleb's connection to the other receivers such as Allen, Komet, and DJ Moore hasn't been very clear. I just feel like the offensive scheme just hasn't been that good. However, with the recent fire of Shane Waldron, you know, hopefully we find an offensive coordinator that can, you know, help move the ball rather than just a bunch of screenplays.
Yeah, that's a good point, because their offensive coordinator just got fired today. So that's a big move. Hopefully they can get their offense going. You're right about Romo Odunze. He's starting to pick up his stride now with Caleb Williams, the two rookies. Coming into the season, you thought they would have more firepower with the, you know, DJ Moore is an all-pro receiver. Keenan Allen's a Pro Bowl receiver. Romo Odunze is a top six pick, a top 10 pick. And Caleb Williams, this is like the most weapons he'll probably have for a long time. DeAndre Swift's a good running back. It's just like, I think the main problem with your team is, and you still have a good defense, but the main problem is probably your offensive line, you would say?
Yeah, I would say that. They just, you know, when we need the run game to develop, they haven't really been clear at creating paths and opening gaps up for Swift, as well as not really buying Caleb as much time as, you know, he would like. He hasn't really figured it out yet, in my eyes at least, that you don't have as much time to hold on to the ball and you're not going to make as many stellar plays as you did in college. And until he realizes that, you know, I feel like that's part of why people make it seem like the offensive line is as horrendous as it is. It's definitely not good by any means, but I don't think it's that bad. There's definitely plays I look back on and I'm like, okay, he's wide open in the slot. You need to dump it off now. But he's trying to wait to make a big play. And that's just not how the NFL works. You got to let your receivers do it, and you kind of just got to take what's given to you. Our defense, man, spectacular. I personally think they're, if not top three, top five defense in the league. But it's just hard to kind of stay stellar on a consistent basis when your offense is only out there on the field for about a minute max with the three and out, and then you have to go do that same thing when you're playing, you know, a team like the Commanders that just keeps gunning it and gunning it and gunning it. You don't really have that much break. So for the defense to keep – to do what they're doing right now, honestly, is, like, props to me. But, you know, once the offense comes together, I really feel like we could, work something in. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, you're right about that. Especially for the past couple of weeks, ever since that Hail Mary pass, just look at last week. You hold the Patriots, they're not a good offense, to 19 points, but you only score 3 points. Like, you can't score only 3 points against one of the worst teams in the NFL. With the Commanders game, you completely zoned them out in the red zone, and you let one Hail Mary play just completely destroy that game for you guys. You guys played pretty well. Like, you were losing for majority of that game, came back, ran the ball well with Swift. Caleb Williams was started off slow, but I remember him picking it up in the second half. But yeah, that Hail Mary completely killed your season. Beating the Panthers did nothing for you guys. Jaguars, you played being pretty like what below par teams, I would say. Losing to the Colts was bad. Losing to the Texans, I think the Cardinals game was a pretty bad one too, you would say.
Yeah, especially being an Arizona native, that game was terrible. I pretty much turned it off halfway through the fourth quarter. I was tired of it. I didn't want to see any more of it. It was horrendous. Neither side of the ball played well. James Conner kind of ran it down their throat. They couldn't stop the run game. I don't even think they threw the ball that much. I think Kyler Murray, I'd be shocked if Kyler Murray had over 17 passing attempts. 20, I guess he had attempts. But still, 13 for 20. He only had 154 yards in the air, and he had James Conner had 107 yards on the ground. So that just goes to show, you know, that neither side played well, but also just the fact that the Cardinals' defense is not good at all, especially with two key linebackers out for them. And Caleb Williams barely threw 22 for 41. What is that? Maybe barely over 50%. And only put up 9 points, so three field goals, 217 yards. Rush only had 50, or Swift only had 51 rushing yards. And like I said, the you know, rookie on rookie connection, Romo Odunze was his leading receiver with 104 yards. So, you know, I don't really know what's going on there. DJ Moore only had 33 yards. I'd like to see more of a connection there, especially when he's your number one receiver, a guy that, you know, has a very low drop rate. And, you know, you could kind of throw the ball up and, you know, he's not going to come down every time, but that's a guy that is going to win more of those 50-50 balls. You know, but like I said, it also goes back to the offense. When you have a team like the Cardinals that is known for their run game, it's kind of hard to stay consistent, especially with a guy like James Conner in that backfield, to really keep up with them when your offense is going three and out every drive. I'm pretty sure I saw a statistic like the first, I don't know, six drives that they had were literally all three and outs, like no drive whatsoever, no first down. I don't think they got a first down till the seventh drive of the game. And that's just not a good winning NFL team. That's not how you get wins in this league, especially against teams like the Cardinals that are coming off of momentum wins against the Dolphins and the Rams, I think. So, you know, that's just not how you got to get it done. And hopefully, like I said, with the new replacement, they can kind of fix some of those things.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, looking further in like the future of the Bears, do you guys think you'll make playoffs this season?
This season, I don't know. chances are very slim. I do think that, you know, if maybe they get a new offensive coordinator coming in, if they can kind of find some scheme, I do believe, you know, our defense is holding teams to about 18 points per game. We do have a lot of firepower in this division with the Lions, Vikings, and Packers. However, you know, if we can somehow find ways to slow them down, obviously not every game we're going to hold those firepower offenses to 18 points. But if we can somehow find ways to slow them down and, you know, on the flip side, find ways to move the ball and actually, you know, capitalize on red zone attempts and, you know, when we, you know, just make drives, help the defense, even if we don't score, help the defense get a rest. Especially when you go against those firepower offenses, you know, make a drive and hopefully we can get them rested up and just, you know, try to make them competitive games at least. The last two games we got blown out. Cardinals, Patriots, not very worthy blowouts. But it is a long season and it is the NFL. You never know what can happen. So we'll see.
Yeah, but looking into your future, you know, you still have to play the Lions twice, which is probably the best NFC team right now. You have to play the Vikings twice, the Packers twice. You still have to play all your division teams twice, which is always a tough game against your own division. The Niners are looking to go on the way up. Christian McCaffrey's back for them. So you guys have probably one of the hardest schedules of football right now. So this is going to have to take, like, you know, a monumental a leap to make the playoffs somehow for you guys now.
Yeah, most definitely. But good thing we got a monumental roster. we do have a lot of offensive firepower. And, you know, just hopefully something gives. And you know, even if we don't make the playoffs, I would just like to see kind of momentum they can build off of looking forward to next season. You know, we haven't beat the Packers in 3 years maybe. So even just to get a win against them this year would be good. I think the Vikings are very beatable. The Lions are the best team in the NFC, I would say. I would agree with you there, Deda. But, you know, they haven't won a Thanksgiving game in who knows how long. And maybe the Bears can sneak one there, hopefully. Yeah, they play them the Thanksgiving weekend. So, you know, hopefully by then we would have two games under our belt with the new offensive coordinator. And maybe there we can get something rolling. They did just come off a close game. I can't remember off the top of my head who it was. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, against the Texans. And Jared Goff threw 5 picks. And with the Texans' defense is good, but I personally like our defense better. So, you know, it all comes down to what the offense has to give. And if they can score the ball, and even if they can't score it, if they can move it enough to where it kind of gives our defense a rest on the sideline.
Yeah, you make some good points there. You know, your defense is good enough to hold you in any game. It's just hopefully with the offensive coordinator coming in, you can score more points or just give your defense a rest for sure. And hopefully if you don't make playoffs next year, you know, Caleb Williams will get a year under his belt. Your receivers are going to be more gelled in with the team. Defense is still always going to be there. In my opinion, I'd probably fire your coach. I don't think he's good enough, Eberflus. I'd probably get a new head coach. And maybe next year you guys make that push, even though you guys play, in my opinion, one of the hardest divisions of football, for sure. You know, moving forward, I heard you're a pretty good fantasy player as well, though, right?
Yeah, so my team, the Hov Dogs, are 9-1, I'm pretty sure, on the season. And I got some depth, you know. I have Baker Mayfield as my starting quarterback, but he's got a bye this week, so got Caleb Williams in there. My receivers are DJ Moore and Deebo Samuel. You know, as we've been saying, they're not very, or at least DJ Moore isn't, you know, getting as many targets and yards that I'd like to see. But with that being said, my receivers lack a little. However, my running backs are pretty strong. I have David Montgomery and Derrick Henry. You know, both minimum touchdown a game, so that's very good on the bright side. And then tight end, I got Isaiah Likely. Been kind of quiet recently with the usage of Mark Andrews coming back now that he's getting more healthy. But beginning of the season, Isaiah Likely was putting up some solid numbers. And then my flex player is Zay Flowers. And I also have a Najee Harris that I could throw in there, between which just kind of who's looking to play the better game against the more weaker opponent. Defense, I have Chicago. They've given me multiple double-digit points, and I'm not talking 12, 11, like 18, 20. They carry a lot of backbone on this team, as well as my defensive players with Roquan Smith and TJ Edwards get a lot of tackles per game, so they slide a lot of points up for me. And then I have Tyler Bass as my kicker from Buffalo.
Yeah, folks, you're hearing a fantasy pro right here. 8-1, that's an insane record, especially midway through a season. You know, Javi went really strong on his running backs with David Montgomery and Derrick Henry. Those guys are touchdown machines. They score touchdowns basically every game. Derrick Henry has like a 16-game streak, so that was a really good pickup. You know, Baker Mayfield, I like Baker Mayfield at quarterback. Zay Flowers has been really good for the Baltimore Ravens. Isaiah Likely is a good tight end. Deebo Samuel could get more touches, but you know he's always going to be a wide receiver one for the 49ers. And yeah, I really like your team. Are you basically locked in for playoffs?
Yeah, I'm pretty much locked in. We still got a few more weeks, but it's looking good. Hoping to make a championship run.
Well, yeah, thank you for sharing your fantasy team with all the people here. And yeah, that was my interview with my guest, Javi. Appreciate you coming on. Any final words?
Yeah, man. Just remember, stay happy, be healthy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day, people.